This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pendleton. It's June 30th, and it was on this day, 1908, an explosion in a remote part of Siberia turned out to be one of the most incredible ever. Known as the Tunguska Fireball, it was probably the result of an asteroid or comet, and the blast destroyed more than 80 million trees and threw a deer herder into one of the few that was still standing. Said one eyewitness who saw the whole thing, quote, "The sky was split in two, and high above the forest, the whole northern part of the sky appeared covered with fire." To put it into perspective, the blast produced at least 185 times more energy than the atomic bomb dropped at Hiroshima. And it was on this date in 1953, one of the most iconic sports cars in history rolled off the assembly line. The Chevrolet Corvette had made its debut as a concept car in New York City as part of the General Motors Autorama, and based on the response, a limited number of 300 were produced. Priced at just under $3,500, that'd be about $33,000 today, all of them came with a polo white exterior, red interior, and along with a six-cylinder engine and two-speed automatic, was hardly the stuff of sports car status.
Who designed this had fun.
Here's a commercial touting it.
And the builders and the testers had fun. And while it's never going to take the place of the family car, I, for one, am going to have a lot of fun owning it.
Today, the Corvette remains the world's longest-running continually produced car. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.